Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome for another episode of the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones. Thank you so much for being with me. Tonight, you could have been anywhere, but for the next 30 minutes, I'm so glad that you chose to be with me. Welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you who are always supportive of the 15-Minute Conundrum, I truly, truly do appreciate it, and I thank you. Thank you so much. For those of you, this is your first time tuning into the 15-Minute Conundrum, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy yourself for the next 30 minutes. Those of you who have heard me on Hannah Footprints, but this is your first time with the conundrum, let me explain everything to you. So the 15-Minute Conundrum is basically, well, a conundrum is a problem or a question. Sometimes we get an answer, sometimes we don't, but most, always, we love having the discussion. And right after the discussion, don't forget to follow me on Periscope, and that's under Ricky Jones, R-R-I-K-K-I Jones, and we're going to continue the conversation on Periscope, okay? So this is, like I said, this is how the conundrum goes. We come up with a problem or a question, and that's basically what a conundrum is, a difficult problem or a confusing question. And it can come from anywhere. Sometimes it comes from my conversations with people, me listening to music, things going on in the universe, so to speak, things going on in current events. So it really depends on where I'm getting the idea from, but that's how it goes. So that's where, you know, kind of, so this week is no different. September, I can't believe that we're almost at the end. We're in the last day of September. Tomorrow will be October. Oh, my God. This year has gone by quickly. And if you hear some banging in the background, that's my son and his dad working on their science project. Don't ask. Don't even ask. But anyway, so we I can't believe this is over, but September is Suicide Awareness Month, along with other things. But we have a great guest coming on this coming Saturday, and there's a walk right here in Philadelphia that's promoting suicide awareness and prevention. So kind of the theme for tonight is not necessarily suicide, but it's definitely going along with the idea of it and how people come to the point where that's the next level that, in order to find relief or to be happy, that's the next level that they take. So with all of that going on, what I decided to do was to take the question of this. Whether good or bad, indifferent, whatever, when we're going through life's journeys, and if you saw the promo, when we're going through life's journeys, sometimes we come to different pathways and different crossroads, and we have to kind of pick which way to go. Sometimes we're not sure which way to go. Sometimes we have a tough time deciding once we get to where we want to get to. So the question tonight is, when you're in trouble, and when I say trouble, I don't just mean with the law and anything like that, but I mean when you're at a point where you know that there's something on your mind, or there's something that you really need to do or something that you want to do, and you can't seem to kind of get yourself together, who do you go to? Who do you turn to? And it's funny because it's one of the songs that came to mind as I was creating the show. One of the songs that came to mind was SWV. I think it's SWV. And they said, who do you run to? You know, who do you run to? And I got to thinking about that, and then I got to thinking about the song from Diana Ross when she was singing, Do You Know Where You're Going To? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going? So the question, the conundrum for tonight is, what do you do? Who do you turn to when you find yourself lost? So here again, here's the question. Who do you go to get help? Who do you turn to? Who do you go to? And for me, I know it depends on what it is. I have a very small pocket of friends, and I don't let just anyone in. That's always just been me. I don't let everyone in. But I do have a very, for the people I have let in and what I've learned over the years, you know, some people come in for seasons and reasons. But who I have let in, I tell you, I wouldn't trade them in for the world, because they're people that I ask questions. Sometimes some people I bounce ideas off of. So everyone has a different reason for their season in my life. And sometimes when I can't look to someone else because no one else really can give me the answer, of course there's prayer, there's fasting, supplication, things of that nature. And there's also sometimes I have to turn to myself. And I have been known to find myself talking to myself. Now, fortunately, I don't necessarily do it in front of anybody else, but sometimes I do. But I'll have the conversation with myself. When my mother and father were living, I would call them up for different questions, things of that nature. But for the most part, being an only child, you kind of learn to depend on you. So I kind of just do it that way. So it depends. So now, when I've been lost, in some cases, like when I was going through, I had a rough marriage and going through the divorce, I had one, and still one of my dearest and closest friends. I turned to her for the comfort. It wasn't necessarily a, what should I do, where should I go. It was just somebody to kind of see me at my frail point, my breaking point, my turning point, me at my lowest. So I had her for that. When it came to legal parts, like as I moved towards the divorce, when it came to legal parts of it, I was blessed to have a wonderful, beautiful, devastating diva of a lawyer to step in, and I turned to her for questions. When it comes to this wonderful mic life and trying to figure out what I'm doing, I turned to my best friend in radio for things of that nature. So I do have a network of folks. But then there are some times where I can't really talk to anyone. Because there's some times where, and this is so funny because this happened to me last night, and this was kind of also kind of confirming what I talked about, you know, as I was creating the show. Last night I took myself out to dinner because I was really kind of bummed out about some stuff that was going on. And the one person that I would normally talk to, they were kind of part of the reason I was bummed out. So I couldn't really express it to them. And because, you know, we were texting through it, of course, saying, she was like, girl, what's going on? And I'm like, eh. I'm saying to myself, I really don't want to talk to you because you're going to pick up on my tone and you're going to ask me what's the matter and I'm going to tell you to kick rocks and I don't feel like it. You know, but, and I recognized that, and I said, okay, I'm feeling bummed out. I really didn't want to talk to anybody. I really didn't want anyone to know what I was feeling. So I took myself out to dinner. I had a fantastic waitress and a great seat, and the place wasn't even crowded, and a great meal. And one of my friends gave me for my birthday a few years back a journal to write in. So I actually got two of my girlfriends had given me journals. One gave me a journal just to write my thoughts. One gave me a journal that I use to write my creative thoughts when I'm coming up with the idea for my show, you know, things that I'm doing with the business. So last night it was all about the create, you know, using the get the stuff off of my mind. And I was sitting there and I was writing my thoughts. And I mean, my pen was going and I'm munching. And sipping on my water, and I'm writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. And I was just putting it all out on the paper and just kept putting it out on the paper and even kind of made commentary to what I was writing on the paper. And as I was writing it up and putting it on the paper, because what I've learned is once I put it on paper, I don't read it until the next time I open up the journal. And as I was writing it and I got all that I needed to get out, and I wasn't looking, because sometimes when I write, I try to find a solution, and I try to write a solution in. I said, not tonight. I just wanted to get this, what I was feeling, out of my mind, off of my chest. So I wrote it out, and as I got to the last three pages, I think I started feeling a little bit better. But it got me to thinking, what do people do when they don't have the journal, when they don't have the friends, when they don't have a relationship, a spiritual relationship? Who do they turn to? What do they do? And that's kind of what I wanted to ask you guys. Have you ever been to that part where you just don't know who you can talk to, where you can turn, what can you do? It's just, it's interesting. So 347-826-9723, press the number one, and we can continue this conversation. But I was just thinking, you know, folks who are depressed, and let me tell you something. You don't have to, what I've learned over the years, clinical and everything else and stuff that I've read, everybody at some point in time experiences some type of depression. Everyone experiences some type of depression. And I know for those of you who know all the medical terms and know the whole psychology and the Scientology of depression, I know you, everyone comes across it at least once. It just depends on how people handle it. Some people stay in a depression. I never forget a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine. Now, a friend of mine is very well-versed in mental health and wellness. And I remember them saying to me, you know, I think I'm depressed. And I think the reason why my headaches, because she kept talking about headaches, having headaches and having headaches. And there was nothing wrong, head testing. And, you know, they said, well, listen, I think I'm depressed, and I think I'm going to go see somebody about it. But I think I need to get some things off of my chest. And we laughed. I said, oh, there you go, self-diagnosing, and there you go. Go and go see a wackadoodle, go see a shrink. But, you know, it's crazy, and it's ha, 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 we laugh. Some of us really do need to benefit from sitting on someone's sofa, so to speak, and having a conversation. I mean, some people, I've been known to go sit on my pastor's bench, especially during a time, you know, when I was going through and our relationship was kind of crazy. I sat on the pastor's bench to have the conversation, just to see where I was and where I was going. But it amazes me how even in 2015, how people just do not still want to have a conversation about mental health, mental illness, depression, bipolar, just everything that deals with mental health. We can talk about everything. We can talk about cancer. We can talk about diabetes. We can talk about heart attacks and strokes, eating well and living well. But, you know, if your mind and your spirit are not right, your body won't be. So who do you turn to? Who do you ask for help? Do you even know when to ask for help? And I say that because I also look at me, because I don't like asking people for help. My goodness. People who know me will tell you, I really have to be darn near on my darn near deathbed to want to ask for help. And even then, I'm still fighting to ask for help. But what I've learned over the years is the same model that I go by, which is the proverb of, a closed mouth doesn't get fed, it's the same thing that I say, like, oh, gosh, like, a closed mouth don't get fed if you don't ask any questions. If you don't ask any questions, if you don't ask for help, how are people going to know? If you don't share your story, how are you going to be an inspiration? If you don't talk about where you've been and where you're going, how can you find out what direction you're going to go in? How can you find out what path you might want to take? And it has just been one of those things where I'm like, okay, so maybe I do need to ask. Now, I might not ask all the time, but I do ask. I do ask, and I try my best. I try my best to really seek out when I say to myself, all right, I can't do this anymore. I have to find, maybe I need to bounce it. Because sometimes you can talk yourself and talk yourself and talk yourself into a circle, into a tizzy, and then next thing you know it, please, you've talked yourself either out of something talked yourself into something, and neither of those directions were you supposed to go into. And you know what? And not even bad part. Sometimes, in you know, on a flip side to that, when you're stuck in a crossroads or when you're stuck someplace and you bounce an idea off of someone, a couple of things happen too. You find out how creative your circle is. You ever just had an idea and then you bounce it off to somebody else and you say, and then y'all start creating and collaborating and coming up with all kind of different things? It's like, oh, my gosh. And you look at the person that you're speaking with and you say, wow, you know, 5 years, 2 years, 20 years, 30 years, we've been friends, and this is why I have the fondness that I have for you. This is why I have the love that I have for you. This is why I appreciate you being in my inner circle. Then when you share parts of your life with people and you tell stories and they tell stories, and especially if your friends are either younger or older than you, you can look at them, and even family members, you can look at them and say, wow, you know, I admire that person, or we have so much in common, and oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one. So when you have that person to turn to, and then sometimes when you turn to yourself, on the flip side of what we talked about earlier, how you can talk yourself into something, talk yourself out of something, it's the same way it goes on the positive side. You can talk yourself into something that needs to happen for you, because sometimes you need to be your own rah-rah and talk yourself into it so it can happen, so it can happen for you. Sometimes you talk yourself out of something, and that's how it's supposed to happen, because guess what? Guess what? You say you probably saved yourself from getting into a whole bunch of mess. So you have to look at it from all different angles. But why am I the only one talking? You guys can call in 347-826-9723. You can also hit me up on Facebook, and you can hit me up on, well, actually Facebook, and then we're going to go over to Periscope afterwards. So, and I just got, as always, my folks down in Virginia, I thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. So they said that they're thankful when they're in a rut. They do take on, they do speak to family. They share with family. And then depending on what the situation is, they're siblings. Yeah, for those of you who have siblings, I know a few folks who have siblings, and their siblings are like their best friend. They confide in everything with them. So that's also awesome, too. So thank you for that. Always my D.C. and Maryland, Virginia area. Thank you so much for that. I'm getting another message of, I'm an only child like you, Ricky. And because I'm getting another message too. I'm an only child like you, and sometimes I do have to talk to myself, because talking to myself sometimes is not bad, and even answering it. That's always been the running joke. You know, you can talk to yourself till you're blue in the face when you answer, when you got a problem. I say when you answer in a different voice, there's a problem. But you can talk to yourself, because sometimes you have to. Have you ever just had an issue where you just talked yourself all the way through it from beginning to end? I know sometimes when I'm so angry and I can't get to the person who I want to get to, I have to go and talk the conversation out. And what I mean by that is I actually have the conversation, like the things that I want to say to that person, how I want to say it. Because if I say it right in front of them when I do it, it's going to come out wrong, or it's not going to come out at all and something's going to go flying. So I say, you know, I talk myself through the conversation. So thank you for that message. Thank you for that message. Another message somebody just said, it is sad when people don't have anyone to talk to, and that's why it's so crucial for everyone to volunteer, be a listening ear, or be a mentor. And that is definitely true. Being a mentor is a wonderful thing. Being there for somebody, and, you know, because I just got another message of they share with their sibling, but sometimes the sibling is too close to be objective, so you have to go elsewhere. This is true. Sometimes people closest to you are sometimes not the most objective folks. Because, I mean, even though we're all there for each other, everybody has their own agenda of what they want better for their person or what they want their person to see. So, yeah, sometimes even your close family. But going back to the mentoring and the volunteering, you know, I always say at the end of the Saturday morning show, whatever you do, if it's not like breathing, don't do it. If you're the type of person who is a listening ear, why not volunteer a couple of hours a day or a couple of hours on the weekend, either to a chat line, and I don't mean a chat line like, you know, you call up 1-800 and I want to talk to you all crazy. I mean, you know, go to some of the chat lines. You know, they have suicide prevention lines. They have people who want to talk about depression. You have different things that you can talk about. And if you're the type of person who has a very good listening ear and a very good temperament and can be objective and you feel like you want to help people, by all means, thank you for being a volunteer. Thank you for that. Thank you for that message of being a volunteer. You know, I know they don't have too many phone books out and about, but you can Google some places that you guys can go to volunteer. I remember in high school we had to do our community service, so of course we did our community service in a nursing home. And I tell you, even after our little, we call it the prison stint, because it was part of community service, but even after our so-called stint was over, I kept going because I enjoyed sitting with one of the ladies that I sat with, and I enjoyed keeping up with her and just checking in on her and just hearing about her life. And those little things can mean a lot to someone. So, and then, you know, the other crazy thing is because we're so busy in this world, we don't pay attention to when folks in our circle are having problems and not sure where to turn to. So that's the other thing, because somebody just sent that over the message. Sometimes we need to stop, look, and listen. And that is so true, because sometimes we can be right in the midst of people, and they're in their chaos, and we're not paying attention to it. You know, you hear a lot of families, especially those who commit suicide, and you hear a lot of them afterwards say, he was happy, she was happy, everything seemed to be going well. But it also says, too, I don't know what happened. It also says, too, when you start looking back, like people say, you look back and wonder, you know, you start noticing. And sometimes we get so caught up with our lives that we don't notice. We don't really notice. And sometimes just in ourselves, we don't notice the changes in ourselves. You know, some of us are happy-go-lucky all the time, and then after a while, they're not so happy-go-lucky. I started reading this wonderful novel, and hopefully I'll get the young lady on. But in the novel, she was talking about how she had, you know, the character had low self-esteem and started doubting themselves and just doing a whole bunch of other different things. And then they caught themselves midstream. And sometimes we don't catch ourselves midstream, and sometimes we do. And that, I think having that conversation within self, having the outlet, having places to go, helps. I just got another message from one of our other Facebook friends that says, you know, I go to therapy. So I lost a couple of my children to street violence, and I didn't know what to do. You know, they're saying that I was kind of going back and forth and contemplating, you know, joining my children, because the hurt is just something so indescribable. But I found support groups, and I prayed, and I go out and volunteer. And no, every day is not rosy, and every day is not the worst day like that day that I lost my children. But every day is different. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Appreciate that. That comes from our folks out there in Chicago. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. But that is true. I mean, every day, especially when you go through things, whether it's the loss of a job or whatever the case may be, we go through things and we just say, okay, every day is going to be different. I know for me, like I said, when I went through the loss of my mother, I know for a fact that I went out of my own mind because I could not get myself together. I was 22 at the time, and it's like, oh my goodness, what in the world is going on? Like, where do I go? What do I do? Who, what, when, where, why? And time has passed and every day is different. So now a few of my friends have gotten to the point where, you know, they've lost their mother. And, of course, you know, moms are the best friends and so are dads. And one thing that I'm glad that I've been able to do is to be that listening ear, to be that person. Because I've had a couple of my girlfriends, especially one of my sisters, actually, they came to me and their mother died, almost similar to in a fashion how my mom died. And they said, well, you know, how did you, how would you, how could you, how can you? And I said, the good thing is that you two have each other, but it's definitely different. And having that experience, I'm glad to be able to help somebody. I'm truly glad to be able to help somebody. So when you're out and about and you're doing your thing and you're trying to wonder where you go, good, bad, or indifferent, where do you go? Where do you turn to? If you find yourself at the end of a bottle, or if you find yourself on the other end of a needle and you just got tired, or you find yourself on the scale that you, the weight that you don't want to be, there's always some place to go so that you can get the help. If you have people in your circle, please pay attention. I know we're busy. I know we are. We're all busy. We all have our own life. But pay attention. You know, a friend of mine recently started doing, what did she say she started doing? Some kind of therapy she was telling me about, and I have to ask her again. But it's a unique type of therapy. It's not the typical therapy where you go and see your psychologist or psychiatrist or whatever. It's a different kind. I forget what she calls it. But she was saying that her assistant kept telling her, listen, you need some, because you're all over the place. You know, this work is getting too much for you. You need to do something. And she said, listen, you need to go talk to somebody. So then I have to ask, I have to text her and ask what kind of therapy it is. And I'll bring it back to you guys later or post it someplace. But she said she's been going to this therapy. Oh, there she is. She just told me it's called meditation therapy. Okay. So where she does see a trained physician, but it's more meditation and then a little bit of the whole therapy part. So it's meditation in the first portion of the session, and then they talk about the meditation and what came out of it and all that kind of stuff. So it's meditative therapy. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I told you I was going to use you. I will use you. And listen, if I can use you to help somebody else, it's all good. But anyway, so, you know, we have to get into this mode of what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? What can we do? If you don't know, if you don't have people in your circle that you trust, please Google all these different places that you have. You have all these different search engines at your disposal. Everyone has a smartphone. Smartphone. Use it to your benefit. You shouldn't walk out here not having anyone to turn to. Not good, and when I say turn to, good, bad, or indifferent. If you want to go to a conference. If you have ideas, go to a conference or a workshop or take a class so that you can kind of be in a collective and share things with people and be creative and grow and that kind of thing. If your path is where you need some soul search and help, go find that. Go find that. Whatever it is. Whoever you go to, whoever you turn to, whether it's yourself or others, just please find someone. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine not being able to find anyone out here. There's someone, it's like there's someone for everyone out here. There's someone who can help you. All you have to do is just go by faith and go by your gut instinct and where the spirit moves you. So how about that, guys? We're done in 30 minutes. You don't forget, we're getting ready to go over on Periscope at Ricky Jones, and we're going to continue the conversation there. But you can hit me up on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Google+, and I'm also on Periscope. Tune in this Saturday morning at 10:30. We're going to have a wonderful young lady on. Not only is she an author and an advocate, but she's also a host here on Blog Talk Radio, so make sure you guys tune in for that as we're gearing up for the Suicide Prevention Walk on Sunday taking place here in Philly. I thank you for your support. I thank you guys for being here. Have a great evening. Don't forget to follow me on Periscope. Talk to you later.